People overpaying for comic books, and I've had enough of it!
It's almost like they're not watching the show.
Every week, we talk about the hottest comic books that are selling in the marketplace. And this week, there are so many that are trending so low that they're becoming hot. Hit the subscribe button. You don't want to miss out. And number 10 on the list is a blue chip Silver Age key book that is down by over 75%. Fantastic Four 52, the first appearance of Black Panther.
The only reasons I can see this book hitting the list is, like you mentioned, it's more affordable than it has been in a long time. And Black Panther is back in the spotlight in the comics world with Ultimate Black Panther.
Ooh, I like that take on it, because if you're reading Ultimate Spider-Man 1 and you're thinking about shopping for a first Spidey, that's probably out of the question for most people. But then, hey, if that doesn't work, maybe you read Ultimate X-Men, Peach Momoko. It's fantastic. But that's also extremely expensive. Ultimate Black Panther, pointing people in the direction of this key comics makes sense when you look at the prices, the 2.5, you can get for $350, Jem. This is a major key book. It should not be worth that little.
Yeah, and if you want a 4.0, it's going for about $491. That's right about its 12-month average. The 4.5 is up 2%. The 6.0, though, had a monster sale, $1,050, which is 28% above its 12-month average. And then we got the 6.5. Couldn't keep up, selling for less, $995 for a 6% increase.
Back in 2022, this book hit heights of $2,500. It was trending around $2,000. It doesn't take much for a comic collector to be reminded to take a look at this book and realize that it's going for under $1,000, and now is a great time. They're proving it with all of these multiple sales. Make sure to download the best comic app in existence. As the market moves, as comics take hits, as other books spike up, you got to be in the know. And the best way to do that is to download the best comic app in existence. It's called Key Collector Comics. Utilize code TOM101 to unlock a free 2-week subscription of the app. But as much as 98%+ of the app is completely free to catalog your comics, learn about key books to keep up on all comic news, and support the show.
Moving on to number 9, we have Incredible Hulk 181, the first full appearance of Wolverine. And with how hot this character is, it's kind of weird that we haven't seen this book hit the list that often.
Well, this is an expensive buy-in. So let's take a look at the numbers and try to think about what these buyers were thinking. Because a 2.5, they got for under $2,000. $1,947 this week for an increase of 4%. The 3.0, I think someone may have overpaid. This book was like closer to $2,000 all year. We see a $3,000 sale. That's up 39%. And it's proven by this 4.5 that couldn't even keep up, a $2,995 sale. Yeah, it's 7%, but take a look at this 7.5 that just sold for $5,000. Now, that is up 6%. It's an expensive book. But since 2021, this book has been trending down. It hit heights of $10,000 just 3 years ago. It seems inevitable that this book would get hot as the price keeps plunging.
That does make sense, and there is a lot of potential with Wolverine. We're getting all these multiverse rumors. We might get multiple versions of the character. You know he's in X-Men 97, so it makes sense to see this book finally hit the list.
Which brings us to number 8 on the list with Omega Men number 3. We haven't talked about this book in quite a while, but we've been covering it for over a year since the James Gunn announcement and the Lobo spec started circulating. Coupling that with Jason Momoa transitioning from Aquaman to an unknown character in the new DCU. And dare I say a 9.8 sold and broke records. And I think someone isn't watching our show because, yes, we have been reporting on this book for over 12 months and someone clearly overpaid.
They definitely are watching the show and we've got the data to back it up. The lower grades are performing pretty aggressive, though. The 9.2 up 10%. The 9.4 is up 8%. The 9.6 is up 13%. And then we've got the 9.8. It last broke record in 2022 where it sold for $462. Somebody just paid $5 short of $500, breaking that record for a 7% increase.
We told the community multiple times that securing this book for under $300 would be the best target amount to pay for, because some people were paying $350 and that felt too much. Well, seeing someone pay $500 is clearly overdoing it, considering the last sale that took place for a 9.8 was $318, and the one before that was $314. Damn it, don't overpay for comic books, especially because there's no new news. It's all rumors.
Now, even though it looks like they overpaid now, I think they're going to be okay in the long run. I'm pretty sure Jason Momoa will become Lobo in the new DCU, but time will tell. Moving on to number 7, we have Dragon Ball issue number 1. This is the 12-issue English adaptation of the 1985 series, the first issue.
Now, this came out in 1998, and we were just chatting about Dragon Ball Z number one, you know, the one that they made over 12 printings of, on the trending list just a few days ago for the same reason. And that book was hitting $800 to $1,000 for a 9.8. Well, this book is even rarer. It's harder to come by, and we have multiple sales taking place, all of them record-breaking.
And no doubt the passing of Akira Toriyama is the reason that this book has reached the Hot 10 list. Rest in peace to one of the most influential creators in manga and anime.
The 8.5 last sold in August for $175. It's up 46%, selling for $255. The 9.2 last sold in August for $240. It's up 108%, selling for $500. The 9.4 in May went for $260. It's up 188%, now selling for $750. The 9.6 couldn't keep up, last sold for $600 in 2022. Last sale this past week, an increase of 13%, selling for $675.
And then the CGC 9.8 didn't break record, but it did perform over average. It sold for $1,100, which puts it 17% higher.
On the trending video, he asked the audience who their favorite Dragon Ball character was. Mine is Piccolo. Who's yours, Jem?
I'm always a main character guy. I gotta go with Goku. And although I didn't grow up watching Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z, I did go into it later in life and watched all episodes of both series and became a huge fan.
Which brings us to number 6 on the list with Captain America 100, formerly titled Tales of Suspense, and then taking over that run with issue number 100, marking the first solo-titled Captain America series in the Silver Age. And we are hearing news about Captain America Brave New World, you know, the Sam Wilson Captain America-led film, and it is atrocious. It is not looking good for Cap.
Yeah, there is Captain America news, but it's not good, and I don't think that's why this book is spiking. This is one of those sought-after key issues that's always going to be relevant, but I don't think the movie is really boding well for this book.
The 4.5 is up 6%, the 6.5, 4%, 7.0, 21%, and the 7.5, 2%. But the 8.5 sold for $1,019. That is 33 over its recent 12-month average. You could have gotten this book for under $800 all year long, but as mentioned, any news about these characters that point to key books to consider, I would assume people are hearing news about Captain America. They look at this comic book and they see that it's going for under $1,000 when it hit $1,600 as recently as 2021.
The last time we talked about this book, we had mentioned all of the reshoots that have been planned. Enough reshoots to where they can shoot a whole new movie, and that's what they might have to do. There was a test screening of the movie as it is, and it did not go well with fans.
The test screening went so poorly. The response was that the political narrative was dull, that it was boring. We heard rumors that people literally walked out because they were so done with the film. And the chemistry between Anthony Mackie and the love interest was lacking. That it was essentially no chemistry. This movie is not looking great, especially when you consider that the main villain, or at least one of the like ongoing villains, was a team, Serpent Society, and rumors are that they have been downgraded to simply appearing only in the opening scene.
Hopefully they make some changes because it's not sounding good. Moving on to number 5 on the list, we've got New Mutants 87, the first appearance of Cable.
Yo, Jem, I want to hear your thoughts about this, because when this book hit the trending list because of the Rob Liefeld signing, it was like a month ago, I believe, Russ, our LCS owner, said that this book should not be selling in the $300 range. And seldomly does he say that about trending books. He said that this felt more like a $500 book at minimum because of how big of a key this book was all throughout the 90s. How do you feel about New Mutants 87?
See, I'm an old guy like Russ. I'm right there with him. I remember when this was the key issue to own, and I feel like nobody talks about how this cover was a collaboration between Liefeld and Todd McFarlane.
There's a lot of sales on Key Collector. We're going to report on the highest ones. The 9.4 had 4 different copies outsell the recent 12-month average, the highest being $200 for an increase of 37%.
The CGC 9.8 came in at $520 this week. That puts it 8% above its 12-month average, and it seems like we're going to get Josh Brolin reprising his role as Cable, at least in cameo, in the upcoming Deadpool and Wolverine. I mean, he denied it, but his denial seems like an admission.
Which brings us to number 4 on the list. Jem, what the heck is this book doing on here? It's Wolverine number 8. It's a classic cover, probably the most beloved patch slash Mr. Fix-It cover. It has a glorious Rob Liefeld back cover, but it's not a first appearance.
Yeah, it's weird because we know that Patch has got to be the reason why this book is making the list. It's not his first appearance. Issue number one from the ongoing series, 1988, is also an iconic cover, and it's the first appearance of Patch, but it's been, like, eerily missing from the Hot 10.
Well, we're hearing rumors this very week, although unconfirmed, that not only are we going to see Patch in Deadpool 3, I mean, we kind of see him in the trailer, but the actor who may portray him may be none other than Henry Cavill.
And it makes you think, did we already see Henry Cavill as Patch in that teaser trailer? Something to think about there. And I think that it could be that this is a more affordable book, at least in lower grades, than that Wolverine number one. But who knows, maybe we'll see it on the list in these upcoming weeks. For this book, though, the 7.5 is up 17%, the 9.0 is up 2%, the 9.4 up 30%, and three copies outdid the average this week. The 9.6 up 44%. It sold for $200, and six copies outsold the average.
The heights of this book were reached back in 2021, where it exceeded 700. I want to say it was around the $750 marker. Well, this past week, a 9.8 sold for $300, and that was above average of the last 12 months by 7%. This book, I think, is much like some of the other books on the list. Members were reminded to take a look, and when they see the prices and they love the cover so much and they don't have it, they want to secure one now while the prices are low. I think this just shows how amazing this cover is and how wanted it is for people's PC.
Definitely a must-own book, especially if you're a Wolverine fan. And where Wolverine comes, you know Deadpool's not too far behind. But before we get to number three on the list, let's get you some Deadpool in your collection this month.
Deadpool number one, ASM 300 homage, one per box by Dan Panosian. And we didn't stop there. You can go to ComicTom101.com to support the show directly. We'll send you some comics every single month. We have a Jackpot and Black Cat issue number one by this same cover artist, also guaranteed one per box.
Face it, Tiger, you just hit the jackpot twice this month.
Which brings us to number three on the list with New Mutants 98. And we have sales to report on every single grade from 8.5 to 9.8. People are acting like this is the only Marvel film coming out this year, in which it is.
The CGC 8.5 is 2% above average. The 9.0 is up 4%. The newsstand 9.0 is up 9%. The 9.2 is up 13%. The 9.4 is up 5%. And the newsstand 9.4 sold for $570, 16% up.
Six different 9.6s sold above the recent 12-month average this past week, the highest being $615 for an increase of 13%. And, oh, we have a newsstand 9.8 sale selling for $2,950 for an increase of 10%. Is it because of Deadpool 3? Yes. Is it because of the Rob Liefeld signing that's coming soon over at CGC? Probably yes as well.
Which makes sense that we're seeing both of the Liefeld New Mutant keys hit the list. The deadline for that CGC signing is May 17th, so you got some time on that. The Frank Miller one, however, is ending in a couple of weeks.
Which brings us to number two on the list, and I'm going to spoil the top 10 this week because Dazzler is nowhere to be found on it. Number two on the list is Wolverine number 88, the very first battle between Wolverine and Deadpool. And there are multiple versions of this book. You have the standard, the deluxe, and the deluxe newsstand. And there are so many sales taking place this past week.
It's easy to see why this book made the Hot 10 this week. Not only are there high performers, but there are a ton of record-breaking sales as well. We have a deluxe 8.5 that sold for 15% above its 12-month average. The deluxe 9.4 is up 7%, and the deluxe 9.8 sold for $425, 5% above average.
Back when this book was initially solicited, stores had the option to pay a little bit more for the deluxe version, which would come with better paper quality. Thus, a lot more of those were ordered, and the condition is typically better on those deluxe versions, which is why the standard seemingly is a bit rarer. Unless you're talking about the newsstand. We'll get to it. The standard 7.0 broke record, last selling in July for $57, now selling for $90 for an increase of 58%. The deluxe newsstand 7.5, last sold in July for $75, that's up 20%, selling for $90 as well. The standard 8.5, last sold for $85 in 2022, it's up 47%, now selling for $125 this past week. That's a record-breaking sale. The deluxe 9.2 tied its record, selling for $185.
Then we got a deluxe newsstand for the CGC 9.4, last breaking record, selling for $213 in 2022, up 29%, now selling for $275. And then we've got the deluxe newsstand CGC 9.8. It tied its all-time record high this week, selling for $1,700.
The first face-off between Deadpool and Wolverine, and this is the third time we have chatted about this book this year. It's getting hot, but after Deadpool 3, do you see this book staying as hot? Hit the subscribe, slap the like, let me know what you think about that and all these books in the comment section below, which leads us to the number one hottest book in the world, the most sought-out after key comic book. And to everyone's surprise, it's Wolverine number one, Frank Miller.
Yeah, no surprise that this is on the list. It's been on the Hot 10 almost every single week since this movie was announced. We talked about that first ongoing series not making the list, but this one makes sense, especially when you consider that Frank Miller signing that I mentioned. Now, the deadline for that is Friday, April 19th.
Of course, we have Deadpool 3 in the horizon, but don't forget about the January 9.9 sale, where this book, yeah, sold for $8,000 less than its last high sale. It still went for $15,600, which lifted the floor on lower grades. This is a perfect storm on a hot key comic book that everybody loves. It's the first solo series Wolverine.
The newsstand 7.0 is up 14%. The newsstand 7.5 up 17%. The newsstand 9.0 sold for $200, up 23%.
The direct market 9.4 sold for $218 for an increase of 15% when you compare it to the recent 12-month average. And not two, but four copies outsold that average this past week. The newsstand 9.4 sold for $310 for an increase of 28%. The 9.6 direct sold for $299 for an increase of 14%. And the newsstand 9.6 sold for $380. That's an increase of 8%. And hot damn, it didn't stop there.
The direct market 9.8 sold for $729, putting it 9% above average, and it had four copies outdo the average. And then we got the newsstand 9.8, selling for $1,549. That's 25% above its 12-month average.
Half this list was like Logan Keys. What do you think about all these Wolverine rumors? I mean, Henry Cavill? I don't know. I like it, but I want to know your thoughts. What do you think about Daniel Radcliffe? What do you think about Danny DeVito? Let me know in the comment section below. And as always,
geek responsibly, watch the videos, and stay minty fresh.
Enough said.